Last night when I was reading for our readings today, the first line popped out for me was a simple line when St. Paul is writing to Timothy, his good friend, his kind of his disciple, when he said, "Beloved, I am writing you. I am writing you. And then, although I hope to visit you soon," I think two little small things I was curious, because obviously Paul was writing, you know, and I was just focusing how in their culture, obviously they didn't have telephones, electricity telephones, let alone, you know, smartphones or internet or emails, or like he was actually writing with the scroll on kind of sheepskin to write to Timothy and to his small church. And also what that meant, I mean, again, you didn't have, you know, the U.S. Postal Service. I mean, just think of kind of those imagination of how it went from St. Paul to a different place. That wasn't a couple days, that was several weeks probably. Or you could actually just lose it. And then part of that, although I hope to visit you soon. Another with kind of the gifts we have today, and praise God with many. It wasn't like St. Paul was going to, you know, get on a first class, an airplane flying him. He wasn't having a car, a limousine. I mean, think about, again, how to visit the people he wanted to help with their church as his mission. You know, how long would that take? I mean, that's, you know, when Paul, he's on the ground to walk, he's on the ships, dangerous situations. You know, I think it's really cool just to remind ourselves on both sides of the coin of the challenges, and also kind of cool things that we don't have today. We have to really focus to see our friends, like Paul had to. We have to know that we have other people around the world that we might not see for years or decades that are still friends. That when we write, we need to really focus on writing, not just kind of using your thumbs and text, but actually to focus on, this is my loved one that I want to share something. So some thoughts from last night, a couple of quick lines. Let's praise God for the gifts that he has given us, and also the ways that we can grow and listen to somebody like St. Paul to go outside of our normal culture to follow him.